You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Right now, many of us are engaging in conversations about race and systemic racism in the United States. In some ways, it's a conversation our country has been having for generations. But our nation's legacy of racial injustice is often obscured by history books. That's left some people asking, how did we get here? And how can I learn more? The answer to that last question is books. Hermione Bell Henderson is the coordinator of business, technology, and periodicals at the Milwaukee Public Library, and she's compiled a list of books to help adults and kids learn more about racism, racial injustice, and how to be a part of social change. She joins me now to talk about her selections. Hermione Bell Henderson, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you've compiled a list of books here that are a good resource for people who are just getting into this topic.
Absolutely. These are all resources that can be accessed at the Milwaukee Public Library. And it's like no better time than now to focus on what's going on in the world.
So this first title, very blunt and probably a good starting off point for people. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Sure. So the first book is So You Want to Talk About Race by Ijeoma Alu. And it's really a book that focuses on the issues of Black America. It addresses everything head on and discusses topics such as privilege, police brutality, microaggressions, the popular Black Lives Matter movement, and even the N-word. It does so in a very raw and brutally honest way. And it really just gets you thinking about race.
Well, it sounds like something that unpacks a lot of the terms that we're hearing in a lot of different news reports and a lot of different commentators. When they say certain terms, I think some people just, you know, they don't have the education to really understand what's being talked about. And the next title that you have is actually, I would say, one of those phrases. White Fragility is the title of the next book.
Right. So the next title is White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism by Robin J. DiAngelo. And what is white fragility? It's really characterized by white people becoming uncomfortable when they are challenged with the topic of race. It focuses on the emotions of anger and fear and guilt. And there's kind of, you know, the two sides of what happens when you have an uncomfortable conversation. You know, you might get defensive and start arguing, but then the other side of that is that you might just go plain silent. And so it really examines whiteness and gives people an opportunity to change for the better and talk about what's uncomfortable and really have those meaningful conversations about race. It also allows people to really disrupt their beliefs, their principles, and just patterns that have been developed over time, not only in their own lives, but through history when talking about race.
So in that same vein, the next title, Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America. Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. So Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America by Michael Eric Dyson is a title by a Black voice, who's been discussing race topics for a very long time. Tears We Cannot Stop really focuses on Black reality. It focuses on facing the difficult truths about what it's like to be Black in America and really addresses how long that Black reality has really just been ignored, dismissed, and discounted here in America. It gives us a better understanding of the world that we live in. And that if we actually do face reality and the difficult truths of what it means to be Black in America, we can really go deeper and begin to take action to address finally what needs to be addressed.
Now, this next book, it has actually a local tie-in. I think people will be familiar with the author James Cameron as the founder of America's Black Holocaust Museum. This is an interesting title in part because it's such a personal story.
Correct. So James Cameron, in his book, A Time of Terror, A Survivor's Story, really gives that first-person account of his 1930 arrest. At the time, he was 16 years old, and he was out with his friends, and a mob got them and terrorized them and lynched his two friends, and he was nearly lynched, but he was fortunately able to escape. It's a very powerful story. And later in life, James Cameron went on to, again, like you said, become the founder of America's Black Holocaust Museum and really tell his story as a civil rights activist. So, you know, it wasn't too long ago. And for him to be able to share his story before he died, again, was very powerful.
And for people who might not be familiar with this incident that happened, it actually is a very famous photograph, the photograph of his two friends who were lynched. And it inspired a very big song, Strange Fruit.
Yes, it did. Very inspiring.
Yeah. So this next book, perhaps aptly after talking about A Time of Terror, is called Just Mercy, A Story of Justice and Redemption.
So Just Mercy, A Story of Justice and Redemption by Bryan Stevenson has really grown in popularity, especially since the movie is out. It really gives you that great visual representation of the book. The movie now features Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx, but the story is the true story of Walter McMillan, who was convicted and sentenced for a crime that he didn't even commit. And so Bryan Stevenson was the lawyer, and he's a very influential lawyer who's behind the Equal Justice Initiative that has exonerated innocent death row prisoners. I believe at the time of this and just the current work of the Equal Justice Initiative, they have freed over 135 wrongly condemned prisoners on death row. But the story of Walter McMillan really just sheds light and is one of many true stories that highlights racism and our broken justice system.
Yeah. Now, this next book, I have to say, I really enjoy the title, in part because I think, you know, as somebody who is a white person in America and who grew up in a predominantly white area, sometimes, you're just a little stupid about things. You're just a little ignorant about things. And I like that the title is How to Be Less Stupid About Race. Like, you're still going to be a little stupid about it, but let's be less so.
Right. I picked the title just because it was a little fun, even though it is a heavy topic. But Crystal Fleming, the author, really gets down to helping us understand the historical roots of white supremacy, helps us draw connections between, you know, past racism and present racism. And then at the end, she is able to help offer 10 steps to help dismantle systemic racism. So a deep topic, nice and light title.
Well, and with that in mind, one of the things that we wanted to do inside of this list was include titles that would be accessible for teens and even children. And the next few titles all speak to a younger age group.
Correct. I know as a mom of two Black kids here in Milwaukee's, you know, the most segregated city in the nation. You know, I've had to, especially recently, have those tough conversations. And I found this book list to be helpful to me in explaining some of those things to my children. The first one is Not My Idea, a book about whiteness by Anastasia Higginbotham. And it's the story of a white child who sees a TV news report of a white police officer shooting and killing a black man. And they talk about, the mom says, hey, in our family, we don't see color, but the child sees the colors very plain and simple. And so the story talks about uncovering the truth of white supremacy in America. But it's tailored very nicely because it's a book that's geared toward ages 5 through 12. So it goes deep, but it's still simple enough for the youngest readers.
Now, this next title is pretty blunt. Racism and Intolerance. Is that an overview more for children?
Yes, it is, I would say. So Racism and Intolerance by Louise Spilsbury really helps children get answers to the questions like, what does it mean to be a racist? Or what does it mean to be intolerant? And then how can I help? So children begin to understand the ways that others struggle with these issues. Everyone who reads these titles or this book can, you know, start to or become empowered to make a difference. So it's also a call for action for our young readers.
Now, this next title called Let's Talk About Race, it seems like a good, again, kind of an introduction for kids.
Right. So Let's Talk About Race by Julius Lester talks about race, but in poetic form. So it's a nice poetic introduction to the topic of race. There's a discussion about differences and unique features of races that can be celebrated while also discussing the important bond that everyone shares with one another. And then there's also discussion of, you know, we are bonded because we're human beings and, you know, we have many common similarities. So a great discussion that's geared more toward ages 6 and up. So again, a very good read for the young children.
Well, in this next title on the same idea of poetry is Say Her Name, Poems to Empower. What I like about this title is I think sometimes when we talk about topics that are as serious as racism, intolerance, racial discrimination, we can tend to lean away from the artistry of writing that I think often pulls people in. We tend to lean on nonfiction for very obvious reasons, but I like that this includes some of the artistic part of this dialogue.
Right. So Say Her Name, Poems to Empower by Zeta Elliott focuses on 49 poems, and some of the poets who contributed to this were inspired by the greats. So Nikki Giovanni or Phyllis Wheatley or Lucille Clifton. This book was also inspired by the Say Her Name campaign. So they pay tribute to victims of police brutality in a very uplifting kind of way, with themes talking about self-love, black resistance. It helps people and readers peek into the mind of what's it like to be a black woman in America. And, you know, we hear through the protests and we hear through, you know, all these stories of police brutality that, you know, don't forget our black women. So that's very important to shed some light and focus on black women who are also going through the same things here in America. I like this book because it offers messages of hope and resilience to young readers. Like you said, also in a very creative format. So, you know, when we think of our young readers, we think about them wanting to express themselves in their own creative ways. So hopefully this type of book and poetry form will also inspire young poets as well.
Yeah. Well, Hermione, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you so much again for having me. I appreciate it.
Hermione Bell Henderson is the coordinator of business, technology, and periodicals at the Milwaukee Public Library. Although access to public libraries is limited due to the pandemic, there are still a number of ways to access their books. You can head to mpl.org for more information about how to get your hands on some of these books. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.